Well, this Fisher is not wearing a South Carolina jersey.
No, that would not be a good idea.
No. What's going on, Joe?
Doing all right. How are you?
Doing well. We're hearing and reading this morning, Bobby Johnson talked about it earlier this week, that the possibility of Stephen Stone coming back, he says he's pretty much ready to go. But, you know, everybody's been pretty cautious with the foot injury that he has that's gone all the way back to the preseason.
No, but I think a lot of it will have to do with, since he practiced at full speed yesterday, see how he feels when he comes back today, if there's any lingering effects from it. If not, then I really think that's going to open him up to play quite a bit on Saturday. I know he really wanted to, even as early as 2 weeks ago, he really was hoping to get in, but he understood why everybody was taking their time and making sure this thing was healed up. And I think if he's not got any problems back today, I think you'll see him quite a bit Saturday.
Joe, you got to call it the way you see it right now, and that is when you're in Vanderbilt's situation, you worry about seniors mailing it in. Bobby Johnson says he sees no signs of it. But this is sort of where you measure a coaching staff like his to see if they can keep the intensity up and how hard they play when there's so little for them to play for.
Yeah, I think you worry about a couple of things, Mark, and certainly that's one of them, though. You know, technically, in the grand scheme of things, the season's not gone by any stretch. There are still possibilities. So maybe we haven't reached that point yet in the year. The other thing that I think you worry about, when you have a team where one side of the ball is really struggling and the other side is playing well, is you can see or you can develop on some teams a little bit of resentment, you know, from one side of the ball to the other, saying, man, if you guys could just score, it would take some pressure off the defense, those kind of things. And I think you always kind of worry if maybe even behind the scenes any of that crops up. I don't really think that's an issue right now. It's just this is a pretty close team with good leadership, and they, you know, they're pretty vocal about making sure those things don't happen. Rashard Langford was great at that in his time at Vanderbilt, so I don't think that's a big concern. But you can understand why people would be a little frustrated when things aren't going the way they anticipated.
And for a struggling offense, they're not going to get any relief, or so it seems this weekend. South Carolina arguably might have the best defense in the SEC behind Alabama and Florida.
Very fast, very big. But they've been pretty good on defense for a couple of years now. That's not a big surprise to Vanderbilt or anybody else. But they can really get after the passer. Big, fast corners, so that they're formidable defensively. They've kind of had a lot of success in lower scoring games. So that I would anticipate this might be another one like that. It'll be quite a challenge. The other challenge for the offense, you know, Thomas Welch, you know, is probably not going to play. He's watching in a boot. So Ryan Seymour is going to probably get the start at left tackle. You know, Jared Hawkins practiced yesterday. What does that mean? It all depends on how he comes back as well. That's an everyday check and see how it is. It's just kind of one thing after another injury-wise with this team. Zach Stacy probably isn't going to play at South Carolina. That ankle is not, healed up yet. So, you see who's able to play when you get there. That's about all they can do right now.
And, Joe, in about 15 seconds, A.J. Ogilvie trying to overcome a concussion from the opening days of basketball practice.
Yeah, ran into Steve Chingang driving the lane and got a concussion. He's missed the last practices, hopefully back out there today, but certainly no reason to rush him back. And hopefully he'll be just fine. I don't think there's any lingering effects from it.
Joe, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you guys.